Hello, everybody. My name is Juan Carlos, and welcome to OCR Unedited, where we highlight amazing coaches, athletes, and everyday people from the OCR and trail communities for fun, unscripted, and unedited conversations. Today, I have the pleasure of speaking to a dear friend. I'm glad he's on. Sylvain LeBlanc. How are you, buddy?
How are you? Good, Juan.
How's everything down there in Quebec?
It's not good. Not too bad. It's just with the... Everything with the confinement and all that, it's complicated. Yeah. But other than that, we still try to train as hard.
I know. So I see that we're both wearing the same shirt.
Yeah, it's...
We look like twins.
It's a good shirt to wear and to promote.
Oh, buddy, thank you so much, man. I truly... That means a lot to me, the love and support. Thank you so much. If you don't mind me asking, how's Mikael?
Mikael is doing very good too.
Yeah. Okay. He's, that's good.
Yeah.
So for those that don't know you, first of all, before we get started, you know what? I want to say, Sylvain, thank you for making time to come on to OCR and edit so we can sit down and talk, and then we can get to know you better. The public and everybody around can get to know who you are, because you are a talented athlete. You're a good man, and I'm glad you're on.
Oh, thanks a lot, man. I appreciate it.
So for those that don't know you, buddy, who are you? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm, for now, I'm 43.
Wow.
I'm 43. I have a beautiful wife, a good wife. I have three kids. I work for 23 years at the company.
Oh, wow.
For the city of where I work. I've always been a sportive guy, you know, since I'm young, hockey, baseball, soccer, all the sport, athletics and everything. Who am I? And now at 43, I realized that I have to put energy into me so I could be a better athlete, because we're going downwards instead of upwards. But it's only age, eh? It's only a number. So
it's only a number, man.
When I see you, you're like, whoa. So I say, okay, I still got a couple of years.
You have a lot of years ahead of you, buddy.
Yeah.
Just because we're 40 doesn't mean we can stop. We can go.
That's it. It's only numbers.
That's it, buddy.
We see all the good athletes that there's in the 50s, 60s, professional marathons and everything. So
if they can do it, why can't we?
That's it. Yeah.
So I'm going to keep pushing so I can push you, and then you can do the same thing for me.
Good, man.
So, hey, listen. So how did you get started in OCR, in obstacle course racing?
In obstacles course, I started I had a motorcycle accident in 2011.
Okay.
So I couldn't and I was like close to 200 pounds. So when I got the accident, I did like 9 months of rehab and all that. So I realized that I had to push myself more. To not be like as I was before, you know, I was just putting my socks, and I had a hard time to bend to put my sock because I had a big big belly. So then I realized that, whoa, I can't be like this at 40, 50 and whatever. So I said, so in 2011, when I got my accident, in 2012, I did my first Spartan race.
Okay.
And it was... we were like around 5,000 participants, and I came 4,948 place. So I realized that I'm not in shape. So I realized that time, and I said, whoa, something's happening. So, but this pushed me, this first race pushed me to be a better athlete, you know?
Yeah.
So then after a couple of years, maybe 3 to 4 years, I did my first podium. So it went pretty quick, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So, but it's all about it's in the head, in the time, and how much energy you're putting into it, you know?
You and I, we met through OCR. We met through a Spartan race.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we connected, buddy. It was like,
yeah,
here's my OCR brother.
Yeah, but you were my rabbit, you know. I tried to keep you up, man.
I was trying to keep up with you. But we had a really good year in 2019.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, your athleticism is buddy, very good. You're crazy good. So how did you get from back and when you got started? What were you doing to improve every year to get better? Because in 2019, I saw you as a threat. You know, and that's a compliment to you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because you're a good OCR athlete.
Yeah, I like to be a threat, but I like also to, you know, there's time to be a threat, but there's time to have fun. And I honestly like both. Because it's fun to have a good challenge.
Yeah.
But if there's no threat in the competition, you don't push as hard, you know?
Exactly.
So, so sometimes when there's race, we do, and there's no, like, good competition, it's not as fun as when you have, you know, that you got to fight for your podium and you got to fight really hard, and that's motivating, you know. But it's part of the, like, the races, the people who goes, and we never know what's happening. It's always a surprise when we go to a race. And also, if you're hurt, if you got a, I don't know, a knee problem, whatever, a grip. So there's all type of like that. Yeah.
To me, you know, here in Ontario, there's some great OCR athletes that are threats to me whenever I go race. And I like that because it pushes you to be that much better. I know that when I go to Quebec, there's some really good athletes down there that are threats to me, you know. Simon Marco, Sylvain Bellinger, when I got started, and there's so many others. There's Patrick Clavel, there's you. There's so many more. You over there in Quebec, you have really good OCR athletes over there.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, because the market is a little bit bigger, but I mean, the OCR community in Quebec is just far much greater than it is down here in Ontario.
Yeah, honestly, it's for me, we're privileged that we have a big, big mass of people that love the sport. Yeah. And we have a lot of promoter that wants to give, like, a good satisfaction for the people that go, the runners, you know?
Yeah, so I mean, it's unfortunate this year I couldn't go to Quebec to race OCR, but you know, with COVID, it makes it really hard. But I'm looking forward to next year, man, 2022, for you guys to come here and for me to go down there and then just go race over there in Quebec, because it's just awesome to go race with you guys.
Yeah. Can't wait to see you, man.
Oh, buddy, I can't wait, buddy. When we ran, we were running hard. We wanted to win. At the same time, we were also running together, and we were just we were laughing.
Oh yeah, it was honestly the three. It was, we did a trifecta that that time, and it was really, really, really good.
Yeah, it was fun until somebody kept on showing up. Ryan Dawson.
yeah,
I think it was Ryan Dawson that kept on showing up from the back, and so we had to run faster.
Yeah, Ryan Dawson is, he was like popping like a rabbit every time, you know. It's like, what's happening? He's always pushing us. And
when you least expect it, he sticks his head out.
Yeah.
So what has been some of your best accomplishments in OCR from the time that you started to now?
Our best
what sticks out?
Honestly, my best one was the Killington.
Okay.
Killington, the Ultra Beast, was one of the hardest and the best one for me I found. Not the best race, like the best obstacle race, not the, but it's just like mentally, it was something, because it was really cold that day. They were not even, they were supposed to like close the water, or they didn't know, everyone had their toque, their sweaters. It was like 6 degrees. So it was really, really cold. But mentally, it was really fun, like to have a day like that.
Wow. So Ultra Beast, that would be a 50K.
Yeah, it was a 53, yeah. 53Ks, yeah.
Sorry, I got a visitor here. So okay, so you did a 50K. So how did you prepare? Because that was the first time you did an Ultra Beast, no?
No, that was my third one, yeah.
Your third one. So how did you prepare to do Killington? Because to do Killington is no joke.
Yeah, Killington, honestly, was the hardest one I've did until now.
Yeah.
A lot of denivelé. How we say denivelé?
Elevation, climb, elevation, yeah. Gain.
A lot of gain to climb, you know?
Yeah.
The weather was cold too. The preparation was like 2-3 months in advance. I did a lot of running. But mostly of this competition for me, it's in your head. It's all about in your head.
Yeah.
Because every time you run a long distance, it's your head that makes it, you're going to finish or you're not going to finish. Because even if you have cramp or blisters or whatever, because I had a lot of blisters at that day. I had a nail, my foot and my nail was like snapped. It just like popped out.
Oh.
I was like, every step that I was pushing, I could say, no, I'm going to stop. You know, what's the use? But in the head, for me, there's one mission. You got to finish.
Got to finish. Yeah. I respect that, because it's so true. Yeah. Doesn't matter what place you come in, it's finish that. Finish crossing that line. But go on.
Yeah, and crossing the, and so mentally, that was part of the focus.
Yeah,
and the preparation was like, to be honest, just running constantly, doing a lot of like, not 15-20 Ks every day. For me, it's not good, because I'm just breaking my knees and breaking everything. Just constantly a 5, 6, 8 kilometers, and keep the energy for when it's the time to do the race, you know?
Yeah. So, and then, you know what, Killington, that's in September, isn't it?
Yeah, September, yeah.
So that, Killington, that in that month, that season of fall, ooh, buddy, it's it can be rainy or it can be like really cold.
Yeah, it was honestly at the top of the mountain, it was like, I think it was like 2 or 3 degrees.
Ooh, wow.
Good job for the volunteer, because I had a lot of respect for those volunteers that were up there for like I think 14 hours. But most of the day was not too bad, but it was cold, because when you get to this, a lot of it that year, we had like probably 50% of the people that just like stopped the race because they were hypothermia.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Hypothermia. Yeah. Yeah. So
that's crazy. That is crazy. Yeah,
it was crazy. So, but for me, it was a good challenge. You know, I love challenges like that.
So that's one experience that sticks out, an accomplishment that, you know, I agree. It's something that you'll always going to remember. It'll always be in you. What's another accomplishment that sticks out that you're happy about?
Honestly, it's not an OCR race, but it's a Ironman.
Okay.
I did two Ironman and at my 40 years old. Ooh. I did the half and the full that same year. So it was something really nice to have in my checklist. that the Iron Man was like, I prepared that for 3 years. I said at 37 years old, at 40, that's the year that I'm gonna do it. So it was a lot of preparation because you got to do a lot of stuff. But that's one of the biggest one, because all the other ones is just like a routine that, since we're obstacle racers and we love racing, we love running and doing grip, doing like a beast or an ultra beast, you're saying, hey, I'm doing a beast tomorrow or an ultra beast tomorrow. Well, go, I'm going to hop on, you know. Because now my system, my legs, my mental, it's prepared. So yeah. Anytime we go for an ultra, I could go or beast or whatever. But the Ironman, it's three discipline that you got to put a lot of energy, you know?
That's right.
A lot of time. So that's, for me, and my it's still, for now, one of my best one mentally and physically, yeah.
I've never done a triathlon. I've done duathlons. It's just because, you know, my swimming is not strong.
Yeah, well, that was my big,
For me to run out to the water with a bunch of men all together, and then you hit the water and you start swimming, I have a fear of getting hit and drowning.
Well, there is a lot of hitting and.
Okay, so thank you.
No, honestly, it's if you're scared for that, well, then you got to go really outside the bash, all the people, because they just want to run over you. It's crazy. It's honestly, it's aggressive. For me, I found the water part, it's really, really aggressive. So all the people that done like a triathlon, they could tell you that when you go in the water, people, they just like go crazy, and they could drown. They go over you.
Push you, exactly.
They kick you in the face. It's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. So you just confirmed the reason why I do not want to do a triathlon. I'm going to stick to a duathlon where it's safe.
Yeah, it's safe, but you know, it's still fun. You know, it's part of the game.
For those that love triathlon, you guys keep on doing it. It's a beautiful sport. I'm going to stick to duathlon. what's another accomplishment?
Another accomplishment, it's try to do the most race in 1 year, you know, without being hurt.
Yeah.
But now my goals are changing pretty much now.
Okay.
I'm getting older. I did like a lot of stuff that I did like. I do CrossFit also a bit, you know, so there's a lot of stuff that if you want to be polyvalent in a different discipline, I can't just do running, because when I just do running, when I try to lift up bars and stuff like that, then my body doesn't follow up, you know, so it's hard to be like good in everything, but I want to be like just not too bad in everything, you know?
Yeah. And I hear you. You want to be consistent on all the sports that you like. And that's good. Yeah. And that's great. You know, you've done a lot. You have a lot of accomplishments, buddy. And I am so proud and congratulate you for doing all those things, man.
Yeah, thanks, man.
So let's talk about, how do you fuel? What's your nutrition like?
My nutrition, it's like, for now, it's been for like a year and a half. Almost 2 years that we're doing a plan for nutrition, and we're pretty much not too bad into it. But me, with my cheat days, I'm a really
aggressive
for ice cream, so it's rough, you know. Yeah, I'm a good ice cream eater, you know. So sometimes it's rough, you know, because when you do like a discipline of nutrition, it's sometimes you want like sugar like big time, and when I fall into it, I fall big time too, you know.
Yeah,
so
you know, when you go hard, you go hard.
I go really hard. I'm all in. Yeah, but my nutrition plan, it's really good for me. I gain a bit of a I leaned up.
Yeah.
So this way my running's faster, but I try also to get a lot of calories, because when we do CrossFit and a sport that needs to push hard, yeah. Well, you need some like muscle.
Yeah.
So you need protein and you need a lot of stuff that you need to push, you know? So
who's the nutritionist? Do you have a nutritionist, or is that you and Mikhail just working together and figuring things out together?
Yeah, we have my wife got in touch with someone and
nice.
We developed that plan, and it's been like around like almost 2 years.
Wow.
We do I eat every day the same breakfast. Supper time it's the meats. It could be fish, it could be steaks and stuff like that. I eat around 5 to 6 times a day.
Nice.
So it's 3 meals and 3 collation, how we say,
like little
snacks. Yeah.
Yeah. Snacks. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, 6 times a day, and it works good, you know.
That's good, buddy. My wife is my nutritionist, so I mean,
oh, yeah?
She's the reason why I am now lighter. I think when we ran, I was up to, I think I was around 170 or something like that, but I was still feeling, I felt a little heavy for my running.
Okay.
Now I feel much lighter.
How much you weigh now?
I'm 155.
155, wow. And yeah. You have freaking a big body, like.
Yeah, no, well, I mean, we had to be careful, you know, losing fat in comparison to losing muscle. We had to be careful. I didn't want to lose my muscle because you need it.
That's it. Right? That's the big thing. Yeah.
And so we had to be careful. And so it was just a matter of doing our research and figuring out what foods work, what doesn't, come up with a plan, strategize, and then just follow. I got into plant-based. I was a vegan. We're plant-based, we're vegan, but we still add meat because of the protein factor and all that and all the other nutritious elements that come with it. But other than that, buddy, you just be strict, follow a plan, and you'll get there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's true. It's all, like we're saying, it's all about in the head, because anybody could just like stop it and just eat junk again and you know, but to be like healthy athletic, it's a discipline. It's as hard as doing the workout too, you know.
Yeah, I know.
For me it's 50-50, you know.
It is.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that now you're in 43 because you're in the same age group.
Yeah,
that makes me happy.
Because it's gonna be hard to catch you up.
It's okay, but so listen. What's interesting with you is that you and Mikhail, you both are also in RX1.
Yeah.
You enjoy doing RX1. RX1, for those that don't know, is like it's a CrossFit. And it's managed and done by Sebastian Corbiel.
Corbiel, yeah.
So talk to me about how did you get involved with that? What was your first experience when you did the event?
I started the RX1 around like 4 years ago. Then I started like one race, the final race. I won that race, another race.
Okay.
So I said, oh, I'm going to go, you know. So I went there and I realized that, whoa, it's a different type of OCR race, you know. So I really liked it. I said, next year I want to try to do like, because they have like a season. This is not just one race. It's like a season you got to do, you know. You could do races, but you could do a season in there.
Okay.
So I realized that I really liked it. And that's a, for me, it's around like 80% more CrossFit and maybe 20% race. So, but there's still like 4 or 5 Ks of running and stuff like that. Yeah. And the RX One Nation, it's really nice because for me, it's when I started, I came like there's a level, like there's a amateur, intermediate, expert, pro.
That's right.
So I started like intermediate, and that year I won the whole Ooh. Circuit. Yeah, finished first, so it was not too bad. Then I said, okay, I gotta take another challenge. So I went to expert, and that year I won like a certain division because there's like a, you could win Montreal. There's a all sorts of cities that you could go. So I won Montreal, and then the final I came second. And so the next year again, I said I'm gonna go expert. So I still did the same thing around. So I said I realized I'm gonna try to do pro. You know, okay. Pro it's the heavyweights and all that. So that year we had the COVID, so we did like a virtual pro. Yeah. I finished like 15 out of 20, I think, or 12. I don't know. I did not too bad, but I realized that the weights are really, really heavy for me.
Yeah.
Because I'm 160, and the weights are big. You know. It's a really a next level. That's why they call it pro. But then I did it again. I said, I'm going to try again pro. But then I realized that the next year, I said, no, I'm going back expert. And this year I did the final expert, and I won the first place again. So
I was happy with that.
Yeah, yeah. Because there was good competition. And we came tight. I came tight with one guy. It's Yves Raté. He came like a minute 15, I think, after me. So it was a good fight. Yeah, it was a good fight. Yeah,
that was you know what that's incredible. So now, are you gonna continue doing it in 2022 and so on?
Yeah, if I'm not. If I'm not hurt or whatever, I'm always going to push it.
And there's another one that I would like to do. Because I met, I've spoken with Sebastian Corbe. Yeah. And yeah. He's a great guy. I promised that I want to get down there, and I like to go and do one when I can. It's just a matter of timing. Now, there's another race that we talked about before we got started, and that's Rushwood. So you got to talk to me about Rushwood, because Rushwood is something that I've been wanting to do ever since I got into OCR.
Yeah.
So there's something about it that's really intriguing because I was in the military, and a lot of it is based off of military obstacles or exercises. So talk to me about when you did it. How was your experience?
Honestly, I did it this year. This is my first race of Rushwood that I've done this year. I bought it 3 years ago, my tickets, you know, because I did there's a mission and there's the alpha, you know. The mission this year was special, but I'm just going to. And then the tickets that I bought, I was hurt that weekend that I had to go. Then we had the COVID. Then we had the. So I transferred for 3 years. So it was a. It was a pretty rough, you know. I had to do it. It was time. This year was time, you know.
Yeah.
So I've done it, and I said to my wife, "You should come too," you know. And she did the mission too, and I was really impressed. So because the mission is it's the same parkour, but this year we had to carry a propane tank.
Okay.
It was like 30, 35 pounds around for it was 9 kilometers around approximately, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know if you know it, but a propane tank, they cut the both end. So there's no like handle, there's no nothing.
Oh.
So you gotta hold it like a big ball, you know?
Yeah.
And they put the water into it. So it was pretty rough. So all the obstacle we had, we got to do a couple obstacle with it. Like we did the one or twice with to carry the propane tank, and all the rest we do the obstacle. We leave the propane and we get it back. You know.
Oh my god.
The obstacle, it was like one after the other. It was crazy. It was honestly for me, there's Dead End Race and there's Rush Road, one of the best one, but. Technicality and concept, Rushwood was like wow. This year was crazy. It's honestly it was like spectacular, you know.
Oh man, it's great to hear that. And yeah. I've heard so many great things about Rushwood OCR race. And it's like I said before, and I can't wait to get over there and do that race. Plus, in Quebec, I mean, you guys have so many OCR races, obstacle course racing events over there, far more than we have here in Ontario. And that's why, you know, the OCR community in Quebec is just truly amazing. It's awesome. It's big, and I love bringing also. Shining a spotlight on athletes from Quebec like yourself, because there needs to be that introduction of the athletes in Quebec, because you guys are just as good.
Thanks, man.
Right,
but it's true what you're saying, that there's a lot of athletes here, and there's a lot of races. Like a full season, we could have like. Honestly, every weekend we could do a race.
Yeah.
If we want, totally every agree. Weekend there's a race for anything. So and different type of race, you know, not all the same. So it's pretty impressive that the community of races and promoters and all that, they're doing a lot of work for the people.
They are. And so my participation is I am not associated with anybody. So with me doing this podcast, the one thing is to shine a spotlight and to introduce athletes, regular people, everyday people, athletes of all levels here in Canada to each other.
Yeah.
And, you know, especially in Quebec, right? And then here in the East, like I said before, the Quebec OCR community is huge, and so many people out there, they're just incredible athletes that need to be recognized, and we should recognize for their hard work.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Right. And then that's with everybody else in Canada, like out west in BC, and then, and, you know, coming to Alberta and Winnipeg and so on. There's so many great athletes, so many unique athletes in all of our provinces, that it's just amazing that when we all go to a race to be able to compete with each other, it's everybody is bringing something special.
Yeah, it's true. And it's like there's a competition, but we're all buddies, you know? It's it's crazy. It's like when we did race in Toronto, us, me and you, and first time we met, we're like, hey, good job, buddy. Keep going. Pace me up. You know? And we didn't knew each other before that. And it's like, wow. Everybody's there to help each other. But and also, we have like a little bit of competition. We like to finish, but we're going to be there to help the people, you know, and give tips and stuff like that. You know, it's like, it's fun.
Yeah. We want to beat each other, but we want to do it with respect.
Yeah, that's it.
We want to do it with a smile on our face.
Yeah.
It's so
we want to be first, but not second. But if we're second, we're okay.
It's so Canadian.
Yeah. Oh, so, yeah.
What motivates you? What's your inspiration?
My inspiration, it's every day I try to, I think I wake up and I say, what can I do today to push myself?
Yeah.
Or what can I do today to make me a better person too, you know?
Yeah.
Because we can't just put a lot of energy in sport, because sport is good, but if you break a leg or whatever, what's the second thing you're going to do, you know?
Yeah.
So there's a... what can I say? Like me, I put the I believe in the in Jesus, so I put my energy too in the in God, and I try to do like a good discipline into that, into sport, into my family. So it's
I respect that, buddy. I agree with you. I have that. I think the same way. You and everything you do, you should give it your 100%. But at the same time, you know, you have. I'm thankful every day I wake up. I thank God that He allowed me to wake up today.
That's it.
Go and be a better man.
That's it. Yeah, the same right here. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm glad you said that. So, who motivates you now?
Who motivates me? Honestly, me. I don't go in the gym.
Okay.
I try to motivate me my own self. This is a
good job.
It's rough, but mentally I'm made like that. You know, I don't need someone like to motivate me. Or yes, the only person who's gonna motivate me is the competitor. You know, so for me, I don't need to have. And I respect all the people because I've been into classes and I've been there and. But it doesn't like, it's maybe going to push me a bit, a 5-10% more, but I'd rather do like the 15-20 minutes of traveling there, 15-20 minutes back. I'd rather put in my energy in here instead, because I have a gym at home.
Yep.
And I push myself here, you know?
Good.
So,
it's the best answer I've heard, buddy.
Yeah. And, it's funny because my wife is this different, you know. She likes to be pushed by a trainer, a group, and friends and stuff like that. Me, I'm a solo disciplined. I train hard alone. Yeah.
If anybody's gonna get better, it's me. Who's gonna wake up? Me.
That's it.
Yeah. Who works out? Me. Who puts in the hard work? Me.
That's it.
Who's gonna win? Me.
Yeah.
That's just the mentality. That's how I think.
Yeah.
So, what are your plans for 2022? Is there anything that sticks out that you want to do?
Honestly, no, because with the COVID and stuff like that, we never know what's happening. So, for me, I just constantly, like, I'm keeping my pace, like, in a certain way. Okay. I have to be disciplined, to train, and because every day, every week, it's a surprise every time, you know, with the government and stuff like that. So it's really hard to know what's happening and to see what's going to happen and all that. So
yeah.
I continually like doing my stuff, and we'll see what happens. So I can't put me a plan, because a lot of people, like, they wanted to do the Spartan, the OCR and all that, and see like the borders are closed, everything. So it's like, I'm not going to put an objective, because I don't want to be like disappointed, you know?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So I'm just going to train like if there is, but in my head, there is no, you know?
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
It was unfortunate. I couldn't go to the World Championships, OCR was World Championships. It broke my heart, but I'm not going to risk my health. It's not worth it. You know,
that's it.
I have another year coming up. You know what? I'll make the best of it.
That's it.
When the time is right, God will put me there.
That's it.
There's something that I also wanted to talk to you about. Well, I wanted to discuss. I can't wait for next year, for my birthday, July 2nd, because QMT Mega Trail, I'm going to go and do it again. Now, another friend of ours, Patrick Calabel, he sent me a message that congratulated me when I did the 50K, and I'm going to do the 80K. And now he wants to do the 80K. And I take it that you're going to do the 80K with it.
Sure, me. well, I was going to do the 80K. In Bromont, I think.
Oh, Bromont. Yeah, yeah.
There was an 80K in Bromont.
Yeah.
But since I was missing papers, so they didn't allow me to go. But
oh darn.
Yeah, because I was really prepared and mentally willing to go. So it could be for next year, like you're saying.
Buddy, I would be honored, and it would be so fun to go do an 80K.
Yeah,
have an objective, have a time, have a plan, and go and do it, man. Who would I want to do it with if not you and Patrick?
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Honestly, me too. My heart will be really into it because it's fun to do OCR. But since I'm getting older, it's funny, but I like to run longer.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I love trail. I go to Tremblant like maybe over like 50 to 60 times in the summer, you know, just to train in the mountain. And I love going there. So it's around an hour, 20 minutes from my place.
Yeah.
But me and my wife, we go there. If she's just going to walk, I go there to run
run.
I catch her up and all that, you know. We love going there. It's like our big play field, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, and that's for next year. So that's the QMT Mega Trail. And I'm so excited for that. It's going to happen on my birthday. It was supposed to happen this year on my birthday, but because of COVID, they had to postpone it. To August. That's when it happened. But it is a beautiful place over there in Mont Saint Anne. What a beautiful place. What a beautiful area. Another one is the Platinum Rig 24 hours. Not sure exactly if it's going to happen or not, but from what I hear, it will happen.
Yeah, I've done that one.
So, you know, is that something that you plan on going to do again with Patrick and your team?
Yeah, probably we could do it again. For me, that race, we finished third.
Yeah.
We were four person, and it was really fun. It's something to redo. I love long distance. I love when you gotta mentally prepare yourself when there's like stuff that anything can happen. I love surprise, you know. Yeah. And me, this is what motivate me to train and to be a better athlete. Stuff like that, it's amazing, you know.
Exactly, because
4 hours, it's a mental course.
I got my ticket 3 years ago. And then COVID hit. And so I've mentioned it to the team at Platinum Rig. So my ticket's there. You know, it's just a matter of me finding individuals to do it with. But I really want to do that, buddy. I can't wait. I got to figure it out how I'm going to do it. But Platinum Rig is something that I really want to do. That 24 hours is calling my name.
Well, wait for our list. Put us on your list, man.
Buddy, I told you, put me in your list.
Sure, no problem, man.
I'll do it with you guys.
Yeah, good.
Oh, man. Buddy.
Prepare. We have a good a Toronto boy. It's coming up, man.
Yeah, and we don't shoot for second or third. We go for first.
We go for first. No problem.
I don't care who you are. I don't care what your name is. Oh my God, buddy. It was just awesome to speak with you. Now, listen, if people wanted to reach out to you and communicate with you, ask you questions about, you know, OCR and your training, how can they reach you?
I have an Instagram.
Okay.
Or my Facebook, you know.
What is your handle? What is your username, or so people can find you?
It's Sylvain Leblanc.
Okay.
And on my Facebook too, Sylvain Leblanc. And for me, I'm willing to answer any type of question. You know, I'm always there to give tip or receive tips.
Yeah.
I love. I check a lot on the YouTube and do like type of training to, that's how to get a better grip, how to get a better run faster, or, you know, I love researching like that. So, and I love to give tip too. I'm not a selfish boy that keeps everything for me. I love to give out my knowledge and the knowledge I like to receive. It's really fun when you don't keep it for yourself and you just like spread it out. So it's fun.
I like that you said that, because why are you going to be selfish? If you want the sport to grow, you should share the information so that the sport grows. We grow together, all of us.
That's it. And I'd rather like see someone that came like a 10th and just like pop up third because I gave him a tip or whatever, or that for me, that's like my trophy, let's say, because I love to see people that, let's say they were below me. I don't like to say below or whatever, but we have ranks. So there's no like, So let's say he's under me and then the year after he just popped out before me. It's like, wow, he improved. But me, what did I do to not improve as good as him, you know?
Yeah.
So it's fun to see the challenge in the community. Yeah.
Oh, I love that. I love, if anything that I can do to help strengthen the community and individuals in it, whether they're be in the sport of trail, an OCR or whatever sport, anything that I can do, I will definitely give it to you, and I won't be selfish about it. There's no need for me to harbor information.
Honestly, you're doing it, because with your podcast like this, it's amazing what you're doing. All the people that you talk with, they all give tips, and it's crazy. It's really impressive what you do. I really like appreciate
Thank you.
It's really nice for the community.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah.
For everybody that's listening and watching, I hope you guys learned as much as I have. You know, he truly is a talented athlete, not only in OCR but also in CrossFit. And what is it? Triathlon. Running. You're a very talented athlete. I can't wait to not only race alongside you again, but race against you, because it is a pleasure. You know, we push each other, and that is just truly awesome. Whether it's here in Ontario or there in Quebec, buddy, I can't wait. And don't forget to put me on the list. Other than that, buddy, I truly thank you for making the time to sit here and talk to me, and, you know, just talk about you, put a spotlight on you, and get to know you a lot better.
Well, honestly, I really appreciate that you invited me, and I have a lot of respect for you,
because thank you so much.
You're a great athlete, and you're a nice person, and honestly, you're like, it's wow what you're doing, because I couldn't do what you're doing, but what you do now for all the community, it's impressive. It's really amazing. It's amazing.
Oh man, you gotta make me cry, man. Thank you. That you know what truly means a lot.
Yeah, for me it's impressive. For me it's wow, because who does that? No one for Canada here, you know. So it's like good job, man.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Truly, thank you. I love the fact that you're wearing the shirt. It looks great on you, buddy. It brings out your eyes.
Yeah, and honestly, that shirt, it's...
Oh, man.
Every time I'm going to do like a podium, I always going to bring it.
I got so many more for you. my friend, Sylvain LeBlanc, thank you so much. You and Mikhail have a great week, and I hope to see you soon. You know, I'm always going to send you messages here and there, buddy. Whenever you do something good or anything, I'll, you know, give you your, I'll always say congratulations, because you deserve it, buddy. the both of you. So you guys are truly amazing people. You take care, and I will talk to you soon.
Thanks, man. I appreciate the time we had together.
Yeah, me too, buddy.
Oh, man.
Take care, bud.
Yeah.